Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, dear friends. Mike O'Mara sitting on a lovely beach here in South Florida, and we have a lot of cogs on the Mike O'Mara Show machine, but there are certain cogs that we just can't do a show without, and one of those cogs is missing as we start our taping today, and I don't know about you boys, but I find it difficult to move forward without this gentleman in studio.
Where is he?
I don't think I can do a show.
Wait.
Oh, he's here. Pony.
For one of the first times ever.
Ever.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom is tardy for the actual start of the show taping. Very, very rare occurrence.
Welcome to the club, Pony.
Yes.
Welcome
How
to
do
the
it
club.
Feel?
He doesn't come in. He doesn't give me the joy that Rob gives me when Rob's late. Rob comes in, you can feel,
puffing
I actually feel
puffing.
Body heat coming off my monitor when Rob comes into the studio late.
Building Pony, sway, roads bend.
Pony, it's a good chance, Rob, to put the spotlight on him. I know
I'm
throwing you an audible audio curve right now, but I know you certainly like to play his
audible.
His
you
intro.
Know, ladies and gentlemen, it is so nice to have, as they say, the pot right.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
My pony boy!
It's pony time!
It's pony time!
Smoke that cigarette.
All right.
Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Fun, 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 fun,
fun, fun, fun.
All individual buttons for that.
Took longer than my commute. Jeez.
Not really. Funny, brought that in on time, though.
So let me handle you the way I normally handle the other guys.
I got
Rob here that actually drives from a further distance.
Forever.
And you, I was saying, we can't start the show without you.
And the guy who's late all the time
Matthew.
Is on time today.
I know.
Yes.
I know, it hurts.
You know, even
weird.
Adrian was on time.
And you know the problem?
Oscar, hold on, Oscar. Are you referring to yourself?
Yes. Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, you made it in 4 minutes before the show
I'm here.
Congratulations.
More than Pony was.
You know what, Mike? It's kind of like outrunning a Jaguar. What they say is you don't have to outrun the Jaguar, you just have to outrun the other guy.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be the last one.
It's like Go Diego Go.
It is a baby Jaguar.
That stopped the
Jaguar.
So nobody has more joy than Oscar when somebody else is late.
Phenomenal.
Of course. It's the only time he takes joy in someone else failing.
The problem with being on time all the time, when you're late, it's highlighted.
Yeah,
it's true.
How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing great, Mike. I love Thursday traffic.
What was the major malfunction? Just volume?
Volume and two accidents. There was an accident on 66, hung me up for quite a while, and then there was another one on Route 7.
Mike, do you like technology?
I do.
There is an amazing feature that I have in my car,
Ooh,
and I think it's because my car is so modern. My car comes after the year 2000, where there are so many things changed. Now, if you look...
I smell a ball busting.
What you have to do, and this isn't for him, this is mostly for everybody else in the Washington, D.C. area,
service?
Who made everyone late over the past 4 days because it's been rainy. Today, they were late because it's sunny.
Sunny.
So if you reach up towards the top, like not the actual glass part of your windshield, but just above it, there is a piece of fabric and cardboard that you can pull down, and it blocks the sun from your eyes. It's called a visor.
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 It's a visor.
But you have to be careful, Mike. If you use the visor, you might not see that flying thing in the sky.
The big one. A helicopter.
Exactly. But if you pull that down, then you can exceed 14 miles an hour on the Dulles Toll Road.
Okay,
you
right,
asses.
All right, there you go.
That's longer than Pony's commute.
May, you know, and being down here in a land far, far away, which Not the least of my decision to move down here was based on Washington, D.C. traffic.
Right.
I was in my home then, but I wasn't when I would go out. It wouldn't matter. I couldn't do any business downtown.
I know.
Starting probably in 2004, I stopped doing recording sessions downtown because I couldn't get there. It was ridiculous. It's insanity. And what it is now, this is my theory. You guys are up there. I'm down here. But
yes,
this is my theory.
We're in the thick of it.
I think Santa's elves are getting all their little busy work done so that in 4 or 5 days, they can completely off. Am I right?
No, that's not right. It's just not right.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's not right?
They f***ed off 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean they stopped going to work? They
didn't
stop going to work.
This is just people doing their thing. This is why there's traffic every Tuesday at 7:30 at night going down to Manassas.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
It takes an hour and a half to get to Manassas.
Joyous trip to the Big O and Duke studio.
But you're
every
right, Mike.
Tuesday night.
People are gearing up for the big slowdown. That's what they all look forward to. But I don't think it's yet. I don't think it's.
Right.
I mean, I actually, you know, in my frustration, I isolated. People around the country don't know how bad the traffic is here. I isolated a traffic report from WTOP this morning. I want people to hear what we go through each and every day. Listen to... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. This is not it.
22 days for Christmas shopping. 22 days to fill the stocking. 22 days for Christmas shopping.
All right.
Only have 22
also,
more.
Also, Mike, I don't...
Hi.
This guy.
Did you hear what the man said? Only 22 shopping days till Christmas.
Yeah.
So get out on the roads. Right.
Mike, the theory would make sense. And again, I agree with Rob that it's too early for that. But it would only make sense if the rest of the guys were late. They weren't.
Yes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, Pony, what would you take away from this little experience this morning?
Leave even earlier.
Leave even earlier.
Yeah, we've been taping shows early this week. And, it's just maddening, and it's stunning to me sometimes when I will travel 28 miles down here in South Florida, and it takes me 25 minutes.
Now you're just being a dick, jerk. Also, think about this. A lot of people don't get to drive in traffic to such a fun job like this.
Now, that's true.
Right?
That is. At least we have a destination.
They got
to
rot
like.
In that traffic in this area.
Right.
And to go to a job they may not love, so we're lucky.
And very, very briefly, because we don't do it anymore, and this is not going to go down the political highway, because
we
don't do that anymore.
Here
I don't think that's
go.
What people
call it. Boots.
But my heart goes out. My heart goes out to those people in San Bernardino that are waking up to a new reality today.
True.
The family, and when you, it's so hard sometimes. Rob and I were talking before the show. It is so very, very hard, and we're going to do it. I will tell you that. But it is so hard to do this little job sometimes. Not when we get all together and we start doing what we just did. That's out of my head now, and I'm cool. But it's tough to, you know, have to turn the television off because it's everywhere, and you don't want to see it. I'm just wondering what it's. I don't know what to think anymore. It's just. Is it ever going to stop? And I don't care what the debate is, and I don't care what the reasons are, and I don't care about any of that. I think I'm like a lot of Americans. I want it to stop. We got to stop.
We said it before the show, Mike. We've almost reached a mental saturation point where even we who love our job, today it was hard to put your feet on the carpet. You know, it was just hard to get started.
I woke
today.
Up in a horrible funk, and I knew I had this. You know, Rob and I have the same routine where we'll watch the first 10, 15 minutes of the Today Show because it's a video capsulation of everything that's gone on. And I felt this feeling of dread, and I half watched because it's the same. It was just the sameness again, and so all I want to say is, and I for whatever reason, with every one of these that happen, I project myself into the family mind of people that are dealing with this, and they now, it's not Christmas for them. It'll never be. Because they've been shattered. I don't know. If you have a God, if you pray to anything, if you do, say a prayer that we can stop this stuff, that it can go away. I don't know what to do here in our country. Look, we're always going to have wars. We're always going to be fighting bad guys everywhere. I think that's going to happen. But at the same time, just within our borders here in the United States, say a prayer that this kind of stuff can stop. Please. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know what to talk about anymore. It's not. It doesn't do anything. Nothing changes. So I'm not going to do it. I just wanted to say to all those people, I'm thinking about you, and I think most Americans are thinking about you all day.
You're here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And now it's on with the tomfoolery. And Pony, don't be late again.
Yeah, Pony.
Yes, sir.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I hear our kids have been chatting online.
Yeah, I heard that your wife has been screaming at my son, and I don't appreciate it.
Excuse me?
She screamed at my son. Okay, he's 13 years old, for God's sakes. What the hell is the matter with her? Okay, you better check her meds and get them right.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you back the f*** off? Because that's my lovely, sweet wife you're talking about.
Oh, I need to back off?
Yeah, you need to back off, because your kid is an animal. He's a f***ing animal. Why don't you put him on a leash?
Turn around!
If he insults my daughter again, I'm going to hit him with my f***ing car. Got it? In fact, if you insult my wife again, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show up your house when you're sleeping, and I'll take your iPad or your iPod or your iMac, and I'll shove them up your f***ing eye. I got nothing to lose. Your kid is the problem. My kid is a f***ing angel. I don't have time for this s***. So I'm keeping it together. But if I wasn't a score right now,
touch me?
I didn't touch you.
Touch my upper breast.
I didn't. I got right below your shoulder.
You got right here. You actually, he hit my nipple. You what?
You're insane.
Why would you do that?
Did you just touch my mom's nipple?
He just touched my nipple. Why would you do that to me?
I poked you on the shoulder.
I have very high nipples.
I touched your shirt.
What do you think is under my shirt?
I just touched...
My breasts are under my shirt.
Your
you just
shoulder.
Touched my breasts.
Your shoulder.
Well, that's a funny place to put a shoulder in my boob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, my friends, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. I am smiling because I received a complimentary set from Harry's.
Look at you.
Now, I use Harry's all the time, and I use the razor exclusively. What I hadn't used was Harry's shave gel.
Oh, the best.
And now I use that religiously because it's not only the best on my
face,
but it's also, it smells ducky.
Yes.
I love that
so
stuff.
Good.
So thanks to Harry's, I always look my best, and I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. Harry's is the only shaving company that has amazing quality plus low prices. I'm talking about German-engineered five-blade cartridges. Five big, sharp blades, baby. That means no cuts and no burn. The quality is 100% guaranteed with a full refund if you're not happy. Factory direct prices mean no middleman. Blades sell at half the price. Go check it out at the drugstore of the other guys like Gillette.
Ooh.
We mentioned Gillette. Ooh. Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and thousands more switch every day. You should, too. We're glad to be a part of that. Go to harrys.com right now and get this exclusive offer, okay? This is the limited edition holiday set. It includes the new Harry's copper razor. I have it, the best-looking razor ever, plus three blades, foaming shave gel, and the new Harry's travel bag. Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already so low, but this is the special offer. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first purchase. That's harrys.com. Go there right now for this exclusive offer. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first purchase.
Beautiful.
HARRYS.com and code TMOS. Thank you.
Love it.
Very, very, very much.
I'm so glad you're using the gel now. The gel is fantastic.
And I want to say we're kind of on the other side of the sponsorship. So I will say that, how shall I put this delicately? The vessel that the gel comes in surprised me because it is made out of plastic.
Yes.
And I normally will look at something made out of plastic as kind of a pumping mechanism.
Oh.
And imagine my incredible surprise when I press down on the gel dispenser and it Peter Northed me.
Yeah, it was off to the races.
All over your face?
Spectacular. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. I said, wow, that's power. Right across the shower.
Yeah, it's a learning experience, certainly.
Fabulous.
You have to adapt to it, Mike.
The North Pole.
I have some good news and some bad news regarding jury duty.
Oh, what's the good news?
The good news is I was talking to a comrade, a radio comrade down here in Fort
Myers. The
guy
with the donut shop?
No, this is a radio guy. This is a radio guy works for Beasley Broadcasting down here. And he was telling me that that he's been summoned down here before. He's done it down here. And he said that when you're in media, that's almost a universal disqualification.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told you that yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah, but he only believes it when a donut guy tells him.
It wasn't a donut guy. This is a sports talk host down here.
Oh,
this
okay. And
he said that no, you don't have to worry about it. Then
how long have you been hanging out with Earl Forsey down there?
In the same conversation with another guy, this other guy said, "What number are you?" And I gave him my number, which is in the mid-100s.
Okay.
And he said, "Oh boy." And I said, "What?" He said, "If you're over 300, you're probably not going to be called. With that number, you're right in the middle of the pack. You probably are going to be called."
Oh.
And I have to call an 800 number at 5 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
To see if. See, I don't get it. I thought
you'd
go down.
You're 17.
I just see if the trial has been settled.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I guess,
there's
so
if
many I, variables,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but moving I mean, target. I thought they put you in like a cattle pen, and then they handpick you at random. And you. So no. I'm already, what, am I already earmarked for a trial?
No, if the trial could get settled before they actually go to trial, right?
Out of court.
If that happens at the last minute, then you don't even have to deal with it.
I don't even have to show up tomorrow.
You're out, baby.
There are many levels to this. It says to me that if you call the 800 number and they say you have to show up, then you show up. Then your number comes into play. And then you'll be interviewed and they'll say, "I'm a disc jockey." And they'll say, "Goodbye, Cousin Brucey. Have a great day." Yeah. Because you're in media.
Jesus Christ almighty.
What happened?
Kicked out the plug.
A spider. Oh, what? My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Try that during your jury interview.
it was not large, but it's dead now.
Did you kill it? Or did it have a heart
stepped
attack?
Stepped on it.
Did you have a heart attack from your girlish scream?
Sorry. I'm wearing. All right, F you. I'm wearing sandals.
Yes,
I'm wearing
you are. Sandals. Of course you are.
I've got my pumps on.
I'm wearing my Croc sandals that I wear every day.
I'm certainly not myself today.
No more Louis Vuittons.
I didn't sound like that.
Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man spins.
Scared me. Scared the crap out of me.
Hey, is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood.
All right, Rob, lick it. Turn it off, goddammit. All right, stop.
Oh, my goodness. Gracious.
Help me, Dr. Right. Octopus.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
Carla, get the
scared
ride.
Me. It scared me.
Give me hairspray or something.
Rofo, you see that respect I get? Isn't that ridiculous?
I respect you 100%.
Thank you. Thank you, pal.
Be honest.
Absolutely.
Pretend Mike's not here.
Yeah.
Your hero,
like you
right?
always do.
Your hero, Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Weren't you a little embarrassed for him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right. All right, I killed the spider.
I'll call him after the show and settle him down.
When you spider felt those eight cold, lifeless legs touching your toes.
Yeah, you know, they're big down here. I read about the creepy crawlers down here all the time. It kind of freaks me out. There's a lot of stuff crawling around down here. So,
sure.
You know, I'm...
Is it a poisonous one? Does it have a red hourglass on it?
No, it was small. It was small. It looked like a little tiny house spider.
You know how you can find out what kind
it's
it is?
House spider.
House spider. Was it a pet?
Now I'm sounding like a queen. It was just a house spider.
Mike, if you want to find out what kind it is, check the website.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Spiewak with the tip in.
Oh,
fantastic.
Goodness, that was clever.
All right. right.
If you look back at that video, you'll understand what we're talking about.
That might be my favorite moment since the since the component fell on my head.
Have you ever had anything crawl across your feet?
My children.
Well, no, this was a little... Literally, I felt that, and then I looked down, and I saw the thing, and I stepped on it.
I don't think I've ever had a vermin. I don't think I've ever had vermin on my feet. No, but you know what? If anyone, it should be me, because I wear sandals more than anybody. Mm.
And there
I got a pretty airtight abode down here. I mean, there's an exterminator doing a good job. You know what? The exterminator came yesterday.
Doing his job pretty good.
Well, he does the perimeter, and I think they come inside
like,
sometimes.
Like, oh, no, poison.
I might. This is the exterminator. I have bad news. The call came from inside the house.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. So, anyway, I think I know. I'm getting advice, but I don't know really what's in store, and I probably won't know until I get down there tomorrow.
But could have some semblance of an answer at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4
o'clock
Central.
Oh, that would be bliss. That would be bliss.
If it happens, will you post on Facebook?
Yes, I will post on Facebook.
Excellent, because we look forward to it. I won't dare call you.
I will post on Facebook, yes. Congratulations. So anyway, that's...
congratulations.
But I've got a report number. And I have an ID number. So I've got two numbers.
Don't give your ID number on the air.
I won't.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. But, that's it.
Thousands of people calling you. Hi, my name's Mike O'Mara. I'm wondering if I should come in tonight.
I hope I don't get in trouble sharing all this stuff.
You've been extraordinarily vague.
Court cases are often resolved just before a trial is scheduled to begin. After 5 p.m. on the evening prior to your day of service, you must visit our website or call this number.
It's 1-800-DENNY-CRANE.
I don't know. I'm conflicted over this.
Why?
There is a part of me that is extraordinarily curious, and there is a part of me that is just I don't want to bother with it.
You want like a mob movie trial? Kind of.
I don't want a trial. Oscar, you running the business side of things will know this is a somewhat important time of year for me to be on campus, don't you think?
Yeah,
Mike, I was just looking. I think I know what the trial is because it starts on Friday. It is the people versus the state of Florida. Is this man Santa Claus? It's from Miracle on 43rd Street.
I made that joke already. I made that joke early on. Ho, ho, ho. I made that joke. All right, there's something I want to hip you guys to.
Yes.
Because I think it's something you want to come down here for.
Oh, nice.
An event?
Let me go. It's an event. And I know that...
Oh, I love events.
You don't like to come down to Cocoonville very often, but let me...
Miami, one thing. Fort Myers,
it's different, but they got the Walmart now.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's different. It's destination
different.
Now. Mm-hmm.
Like here that Coconut Plaza.
The website right now.
You might enjoy it more if you're not sharing a hotel room with me.
It's outdoors.
It's in April.
I like watching movies with you.
That was nice.
That was nice.
I did like that.
It's in April.
Hey, who's the Rat Pack, Rob? Tell me everything.
Are you ready for it?
Go, baby.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to invite you boys to come to the Clewiston Sugar Festival. I've got the website from last year, and it says the Sugar Festival built on the tradition of family, community, and Big Sugar.
It's family, community, and diabetes.
First 500 ticket holders get free insulin.
That's right.
What it is is these days in April, they continue their annual celebration of the end of the sugarcane harvest.
Oh. Harvest. Now you can see it by helicopter.
By helicopter. So it's got a lot of country music, and I'm trying to think.
You're really selling
it
to us.
It opens at 9 a.m., and at 11 a.m., everyone's asleep.
Do you know what Clewiston is known as in this great state of Florida?
No,
a home for great trim, right?
No, Rob, it's America's sweetest town.
Oh, God.
Isn't that sweet?
I hope they paid someone a lot of money to come up with that.
Based on the original end, what?
It's America's sweetest town.
Listen,
America's
sweetest town. Put it on the license plate.
30-day terms. COD.
It's a celebration. Clewiston, this is a celebration of America's sweetest town. The Clewiston Sugar Festival is based on the original end of harvest celebration that was held by the United States Sugar Corporation.
Oh, it is Big Sugar. And, you know, one of the best booths there, if you can go there,
that's the only reason I'm sharing it.
Mike, they have a booth there. It's on the, usually as you exit, free toe amputation. So if you've lost feeling in your extremities, show up. It's a great time.
You know, it dates back to the 1930s. At the end of each sugarcane harvest, it was a means for celebration and appreciation for a successful harvest. In April, when the sugar grinding mill went down after the last carload of cane was ground, the mill was cleaned and tables were placed as a barbecue was held. That's how,
oh, that's how sweet.
From now on, Mike, I would like to make a motion that it's referred to as the harvest.
It's very Florida. They've got food vendors, information booths. They have a rodeo. Oh. They have a 5K. Hey, Oscar, they've got a 5K. Yeah, you can participate.
Oh, nice.
In
yeah, I'm sure that's going to be well attended.
Maybe at the finish line.
I've got things for everybody. For Oscar, there's a 5K run. For Rob, there's the sweet taste contest.
Now what is that contest?
Ooh, well, let me just see what it is here. The sweet taste.
If, at the 5K, though, they don't hand out
water.
Well,
they don't put
they
anything but an empty entry form. That sucks.
Remind me, or correct me if I'm wrong, was Manassas America's most sour town?
It was the saltiest town.
Manassas
was the railroad. The railroad.
Oh, and they also, they remember they had the Civil War thing, too.
Yeah.
They have the railway festival in Manassas where all the douchebags would come in with their little overalls and train hats on.
Anytime that the temperature hits 100 degrees in Manassas, there's an excuse to sell kettle corn. They haul them out.
All I know is we rolled in there a couple of times when I lived in the great Mecca of Manassas, and we'd roll in, and there's nothing like seeing a 68-year-old man with a conductor's hat on that smells like bacon standing over a toy train set. You incredible hump.
Rofo,
you know, thank you very much.
You know, your son might have actually liked that, though. You know?
Well, yeah. Well, we're gonna take him to the pirate ship down here.
You can get model trains anywhere. Rofo, you're from Manassas.
Yeah.
What do you know about
it? That's shocking.
I do know that.
So you're not from Great Neck?
Yeah, I thought he was the Hampton.
I do know that Donald Trump was in town in Manassas last night.
Yeah, he's at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. He was
at the
fairgrounds.
Really?
Rally. Yeah, rally.
Did Big Shooter go out and see him?
No, his wife and a couple of our friends went.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Gathering the facts, Mike. Gathering the facts.
I don't even want to know. I want to know, but I don't want to know.
I don't know enough about it. I just know he was there.
About half of my Facebook friends list went.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
And how did they find the experience?
Oh, they loved it. They couldn't get enough of it.
Really?
You want to make America great, Mike. Starting in Manassas.
That's fantastic. Yes.
That's heavy lifting.
Yeah, come on out, see our next president and get some kettle corn.
Did any minorities get rolled? Did they beat up any black people? Did
anything
like that happen?
Playing out of the neighborhood is probably a sure bet.
I thought it was an interesting place because that area.
Where exactly was it in Manassas?
Prince William County Fairgrounds.
The fairgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's ground zero for La Migra,
which are lovely.
They really are.
Right,
they really
the
kept
racetrack.
Them up, haven't they?
So was it a big turnout?
Cage fighting at the fairgrounds.
That's true. That's true.
The octagon.
I remember the guys that ran that. Quality human beings.
Well, class people. Anytime.
Quality.
Like, live fighting entertainment brings out the best in people.
So he was really in my hometown.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Manassas.
Well, they all go there.
Clinton, Obama was in Manassas.
Hillary was in Manassas. Bernie Sanders was there right around the corner.
You know what? A lot of them hit Leesburg, too.
Yeah.
I think it's because Obama did a big rally at Idaley Park before his second election, I think.
Adelaide!
Because I think what they are, both cities that are far enough removed from D.C. that when they promote them, it doesn't sound like they're doing a D.C. event.
Yeah, how about this, Mike?
But it's a D.C. event.
They come into D.C., right?
Right.
They want to be close to the Capitol, like, hey, to their advisors, where can we go that nobody knows about? And they're like, hey, Manassas.
Manassas.
Nobody claims fame from there.
Meanwhile, Trump is driving his limo out to the fairgrounds and saying, why does that woman have a fence made of bicycles?
Long gone, though, right?
Yeah,
long
that's gone. That's
the bicycle
gone.
Fence is gone now.
Sadly.
Well, I wish it makes so me wish that I was there. I would have loved to be. Well, they don't have the racetrack anymore.
Dominion
right?
Speedway is gone.
It's gone. They're putting houses up there, right?
Yeah. Your real estate.
Yeah, but the thing is, around those houses, Mike, the speed limit is 85 miles an hour.
You know, back in the day, if the wind was right on a summer Saturday night, I could hear the racers.
That's what sold you.
Classy, Mike.
That's why
classy.
You bought the house.
That, yeah, that and the train whistles. Sunnier days, boys. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll tell you, it's just a welcome to the Mike is Mock show when I talk about
it. Oh, no.
Carly goes to the health club.
Oh, God.
I will share with you all my wildest fears. When we come back,
Spider
on the Mike O'Mara show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Robert Ford.
No, what? You are not. He's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of the show, we do take young Robert Ford to task.
He deserves it.
He has not been very honest with us.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Also, star of screen and stage, Tony Roberts, is going to be here.
Doesn't he have something to do with Woody Allen?
It's all on this episode. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Okay, well, I think it's a big trend. They're going to have secondary, more network employees and big stars. So next week, look for Ponyboy Matt Bloom on the Tony Perkins Show and Tommy Toon. That'll be
Tommy Toon. Tommy Toon. Like Tommy Lang.
And Mike, and the following week is a big booking. David Merrick and Adrian the Intern.
There you go. There it is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Framebridge. I love Framebridge. Our listeners are getting into Framebridge, and if you've got a million photos lying around the house, or you've got them in your phone or on your computer, I think everybody feels the same way. We take many more photos now than we used to.
Yes.
And where do they go? They really go to your phone to just waste away and die. You have great ones in there. You know, you all do.
Love it.
And what I do what I did. I got one of my incredible photos of my son. And I had it framed by Framebridge.
Beautiful.
And
done.
At Framebridge.com, they can frame anything. Get those memories off the phone and onto your wall. Just go to Framebridge.com, choose your frame, upload your art, preview it, buy it. It's that easy. I think, seriously, I may have spent 8 or 9 minutes on the website. That's how quickly I was able to
fast.
Do it and get it done. I love it. Your frame piece will arrive to your door, ready to hang. I use Framebridge.com. It was easy. Prices start at $39 and are up to 70%. Less than traditional framing stores. And it's so easy. Framebridge has every framing option from classic to eclectic. It makes a great holiday gift if you want to give grandma something to hang on her wall. Absolutely great at Framebridge. Go to Framebridge.com. Find your favorite frame from their curated collection. Upload your art or mail it in for free. Preview your art in its custom frame and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off.
Wow.
And free shipping. Then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. Go to Framebridge.com. Use the TMOS code and save everybody.
Good stuff. Pretty stuff.
Good stuff.
So since we have moved down here, Mrs. O'Mara has expressed a desire that... Are you okay?
I am.
Are you okay?
Mike, I had a rare morning, and I kept thinking of you saying helicopter, and it's the only thing that got me through.
Thank you.
Sorry. You bring such joy.
You're a very strange lad. So I don't know what it is. Maybe this simply highlights the age difference that we have down here. Yesterday, she went to her first fitness class. I think it was a spin class that she took at the fitness place down here. And
the community or at a public gym?
At a public gym.
Ooh.
At a public gym.
Because
and
the spinning in their community involves wheelchair wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, spin wheels, spin.
That is so funny.
Yes, it was.
Give Mr. Spiewak his Ritalin, please. At least when I remembered it, it used to be bars. And then during the 90s, I have a very distinct memory of the health club, per se, mm-hmm. being the new meat market. And
sure.
Of course, Carla is a wonderful bride. And all I can picture is that she's walking into this place with, you know, these sweaty guys that are just, checking them out. And that's what, that Oscar's told me. That's why he goes to these clubs.
Sure. That's the only thing that drives him, Mike.
Because he likes to see the women's butts on the bicycles.
I like to ogle.
So anyway, that's it. She's going to a health club, and I'm freaked
out. Is she going by herself?
Yes. I'm not going.
Well, no, I think maybe he meant like with a friend.
Like, did she have a girlfriend she's going with?
No. She goes in the morning, though, which is good. She said the primary demographic is right around here. So that's a good thing,
I would think,
of course,
ladies,
she's not going to be like, oh, yeah, there's a stud that works out every morning.
Well, I'm thinking maybe I will not stalk or spy, but I'm thinking I may come along with her one day just to get the lay of the land and to see what it's all about. And
is it a national chain?
Investigate whether I. Yes, it is.
Some of them serve pizza. You can have that.
Let me give you the chain if I can. It's named after a city.
Ooh, city.
Okay.
A city that Oscar visits.
Oh,
periodically.
LA Fitness.
There you go. I always thought it was a French club and it meant the fitness.
I used to be an LA Fitness member.
Rob wouldn't have been able to guess.
No.
Rob would not have been able to guess.
I was going to say, is it named after a precious metal?
Yeah, so she's doing that. And I'm going to roll over there just to see because it's
Will
big.
You tell her you're coming?
Yeah, I'm going to go with her.
Can't tell her.
Oh, you should just show up.
You should go and see what she really does.
That is ridiculous. That is stalking.
If she's doing that machine
paranoid.
That girls do with their legs that opens them up.
Oh, the abductor.
Abductor. Wow, that's bad news, Mike.
What's that called? The abductor. That's the vaginator, isn't it?
That's right.
If you walk in and that's all she's doing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you know what's up.
No, she's not even using the gym. She's using the place that, because they offer the gym membership.
The class
includes free classes. Is that the way?
Is instructor female or male?
I didn't ask.
Because the instructors, whether they're male or female, are all attractive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I think it's a rule.
It is Southwest
Florida.
Yeah,
it's a rule, as a rule, yeah.
But she is picking the best time to go, I think, as far as you're concerned, because you're not going to get a lunchtime crowd, and you're not going to get the after-work crowd.
Yeah, you're not going to get the young bucks that are hungover.
Well, it has been mentioned, too, that these classes are held at varying times. So I'm not going to say that it will always be when the little guy is is in school. It might actually be, another time maybe in the evening.
Oh, man.
So more reasons to show up in disguise, Mike.
That's the target-rich environment.
Every guy that I've told about that fitness membership reacts just like Oscar. And everybody goes,
It'd be different if you were in shape because then you'd be like, what do I have to lose? And then
right.
But you're not going out anymore. I don't even hear you talking about your walks anymore. Are you even doing those?
No.
But you're golfing.
No.
Michael.
All the time.
What's going on?
All the time. I am golfing all the time.
Golfing always.
Always.
With or
and
without
that
a
is not exercise per se. What?
With or without a
there
cart.
Is, that's, it's cart golf.
You know what? Did anybody speak to you, Meathead? Did anybody speak to you, Rofo? You waltz in here on that lollygagging schedule of yours, and then you just end up with a golf cart. Thank you. We're not allowed to walk.
Yeah, they're not allowed to walk.
Not allowed.
Yeah. Too much liability.
You can't.
Insurance premiums.
Fight the power, baby.
Liability. It's not liability. It's just we're not allowed because.
Hit the ball, drag, Charlie.
It's pace of play. It's pace of play.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got to keep it moving.
So. Yeah, you got to move it. Yeah. It's all about serving the customer.
Why aren't you walking in the morning with your wife?
Because because after I do this, I try to get out and swing the egg, and my body is feeling better because I have lost 40 pounds, and I am really, really enjoying the fact that I can move and do things that I was not able to do last year.
Oh, so you've actually, the walking helped you get to the golfing, and now you're golfing.
The weight loss helped me get to the golfing. I have three theories. I have a brand new chiropractor that I think is absolutely marvelous.
Gentlemen?
I am taking supplements that I've never taken before.
Ooh.
Which the worm seemed to turn when I started taking these supplements.
The cream and the clear?
And the weight loss, and the weight loss also I think is a contributing factor. But all I can tell you is I am doing things on the golf course that I wasn't able to do for probably the last 5 years.
Like
which is
handstands?
No. Like hitting from the back tees.
Which cool.
Playing around 2 days in a row, which I never was able to do because I simply wouldn't be able to walk. I mean, I'd be in all that much pain.
That's tough.
That is awesome that's coming around. And also, really.
So that I'm obsessed with it. Not because I think it's physically, physical fitness. It's not. As a matter of fact, if I wasn't eating the right things, I would be fat again, getting fatter because it is zero. In my opinion,
all
it is zero. Hold on. It is zero exercise as far as like aerobic exercise. But what it is, you are still moving and you are participating in something
you're
active.
You're also feeding your soul.
It is so soul enriching to me.
But it's great, and don't discount it as saying it's not exercise because the fact that you can do it now and still function the next day that means you're using a different muscle set than you'd be otherwise using.
At the same time, these guys, and they range anywhere from guys that are in their mid 40s all the way up to guys that are probably in their late 60s to early 70s. In the group that I play with, which are the guys, they're much older people out there as well.
Right.
But the guys I play with, this is my dilemma. I miss their regular stuff because they do afternoons and mornings, but they're every day. They're out there, these guys.
Yes.
Now, we have these guys in Virginia, too. Anybody that's ever played golf knows who these guys are. They're the guys that are there every single day.
Yes.
Right.
And I
feel independently wealthy.
That, you know what? I'm not sure, Oscar, because I think
are they married rich?
They married, but you never see any signs of women folk around these guys on the course or
that. Too.
But here's the thing. I've always been envious of these kind of guys because I realize that they seem to do whatever they want whenever they want to do it.
Oh, yes. And, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like single effect. It's like when your friends are single, they can do whatever they want. You're like, oh, I've got a wife. I've got a kid. I got to deal with this BS. I can't believe it.
Well, no, and it's like they'll casually say, are you playing tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm working tomorrow morning. I'm like, and the reaction is always kind of, oh. Yeah. And they just they walk away. And the same, I had the same guys in Virginia. And what it is they had a nickname in Virginia. We called them the Slacks. Because they were slackers.
Oh, I thought they were working of their pants.
Or they were here. You have more real retirees that do it down here, so you can't say it down here. But up there, and a certain group down here, they are what I would describe as slackers.
That's all they do. You live in a
and
golf
I love
community,
being part of it.
But
what?
You live in a golf community, yeah. So it's easy
what
to live
expect?
That lifestyle down
yes.
there. In
well, I don't expect anything. I'm just telling you how I feel when I right. get
do
up
you
there.
Ever,
I feel like the freshman walking into the lunchroom filled with seniors.
Okay,
like I've always felt down here with the guys that play all the time.
To be fair to you, that's the community. That's okay. Look, let's say that. Let's stop making the joke that you live in an old folks' home, right?
Let's table that.
Look, there are the 80 and 90 year old guys. Don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about the core men only. Group of guys that hang out
the rap pack, the cool kids.
They put their
the
you
jocks.
Put their what they do is they get up on the patio, they put the little scorecards in. Everybody collects money from everybody. They work out the bet, and there's a $20 bet every single day. And you put
and
it
they
in,
see and I, you and they see dollar signs.
Ka-ching!
I think they may. What I the feeling I get. Is the same. I have tried to participate, whether it was with the Washington Capitals alumni hockey team, whether it was playing golf. I have loved to be around this kind of physical activity, but I suck so
gathering
bad.
Speed.
That was me. That was me.
You got to tell and that story briefly. I love it. I love it.
It's when I played with the Washington Capitals alumni,
this is a long time.
This is over 20, close to 20 years ago.
Wow.
That this happened because I think I was in my mid 30s when this went down. I used to play hockey with the Washington Capitals alumni. Now, the alumni team had legitimate NHL alumni guys, and then they brought in a couple of ringers, one guy that worked at the rink, I think he did that. And then they had me because I was on the radio, and
I think
they wanted me around for comic relief. So a guy by the name of Gary Risling, who used to play, I think, for the Pittsburgh Penguins, my father was this is probably my early 30s now that I think about it, because my father was very, very ill. And I was basically flying up to see him every single weekend. And I wanted to make a video of my hockey game so that he could see it, because, you know, I was still I was trying to bring anything to him that would lift him up a little bit. So this was right at the end of my dad's life, and it's probably the hardest I ever saw him laugh. I decided that in order for me to do this, I would give the video camera to this guy, Gary Risling.
And okay.
If you want to know, for people in the D.C. area, Gary Risling sounds an awful lot like Craig Laughlin. He's got that Canadian kind of, hey, how are you like this? And so he takes the camera, and I didn't know until I got home that night that he was, I thought he'd just stand there and kind of, you know, shoot one of my shifts where I'm, you know, a defenseman and I'm coming from behind the net. No, what Gary Risling did was he did play-by-play.
Oh, no.
My God.
And out of that play-by-play came my nickname. And my nickname, the play-by-play went something like this. I took the puck, and he's videotaping. He goes, well, now here comes Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara making an effort to get over to the puck. And he has the puck on his stick. He's breaking out of the zone. Gathering speed. My old man had tears going down his teeth. He was laughing so hard at this. And from that point on, it was if I see any of these guys that I used to skate with, it'll always be gathering speed. And I was the Michelin man back then, too. So it was like, I seriously looked like a bratwurst with skates when I would put my hockey uniform on. And
that's fun, though.
And hilarity ensued. The long and short of it is I get the same vibe when I play my horrible
golf. But you're fun to hang out with, especially in that environment.
Yeah, I just you know, it's a high school thing. Like, love hanging out with the jocks. Yeah, I always have. That's
you've
it.
Got the hot girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that's, yeah. I think I might have mentioned LA Fitness to them, too. Yeah. That got the same reaction I got here. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Nuts.com. It's the holiday season, so it's time to eat, drink, and be merry. And we're here to help you with the eating part. Everyone goes nuts for Nuts.com. It's the best. They are the best. Quality is job one with these guys. We have sampled all of their delicious nuts. I want you to go to Nuts.com right now because you can get the Nuts.com holiday tin free with your purchase. That's free, and it's a $20 value.
Yep.
You'd be nuts not to do it. And what a great thing to put out for your holiday party. It's fantastic. Go to Nuts.com. Click on the mic and enter TMOS, but don't wait. This offer ends soon. The sampler includes mini yogurt pretzels, cinnamon toast caramel half-pop popcorn. What is half-pop popcorn, Rob?
It's a denser popcorn. It's not fully fluffy, so it's got a really great... It's fun to chew on. It's awesome. Good stuff.
That's the right guy. Sugar cookie bites and chocolate-covered cranberries. The offer is good while supplies last. I tell you, I want those right now.
Yeah.
Half-pop popcorn. I want
good stuff.
Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet. Whatever you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Remember, new customers get the Nuts.com holiday sampler tin free with their purchase. That is a $20 value. All the details are at Nuts.com. Click on the mic and use the code TMOS for this limited time deal. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair.
You know, without Nuts.com, the fruitcakes would not have gotten made this year. And I ordered them. I saved at least 50% on my nuts, and they came in 2 days. Fantastic. And,
I think Mrs. Spiewak has said that before.
Hey, you just settle down, mister.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. What is the deal for your fruitcakes? How's this working this year?
The deal on the fruitcakes, we will do the 12 days
of fruitcake. It's December, Rob. It's the beginning of December.
Exactly. And we will begin the 12 days of fruitcake next week. And the rules will be announced on Monday, similar to last year. So start mentally composing your email. But I know that's not what you care about. What you care about is the fact that this weekend, I will mail you your fruitcakes.
Yeah,
and on the bonus show next week,
we
will have our slice and sampling. Have one here, have one down there. I will be sending you two, one for the show and one for your beautiful wife, so for at least a couple weeks she doesn't call me a dork.
So last year you sent me two also, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Why don't you send them three this time?
Because they are a precious
don't be
commodity.
Stingy.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll send them yours.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
do you not want one?
This is the way I look at it. One,
this
it's
is
not
the way
really,
he looks at
it's
it.
It's not really my thing. A little too sweet for your boy, but my girl loves it. Right? She absolutely.
Yeah, my
loves,
wife loves
she
hers.
Loves
too.
You know what?
It.
It's not really that sweet. What it is? It's a great.
Oh my God! It's the sweetest thing on earth.
Well, thank you, Mike. But, but
look, I'm in the
helicopter.
I'm in the minority because everyone loves them. I just don't think that this season's a good season for another fruitcake for my chick. Not because she's gained any weight. It's because we have enough treats in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Oscar gave it. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to talk about your pep talk this morning?
Sometimes you got to remind your loved ones.
He had a pep talk.
That you've got options.
I will tell you this, Oscar. The fruitcake is best served cold, so don't keep it in your bedroom.
I have heard in Oscar and Shannon's bedroom, fruitcakes tend to melt because of the extreme heat.
Coming up, the jazz classic, steam heat.
The passion.
Elephant's Jones,
you know what?
Steam heat.
She's watching. She's watching.
Yeah, Oscar, can I just interrupt you for a second?
Yes, yes.
It's one of the age-old dilemmas for people that live together is the thermostat. So you're not alone, pal.
Yeah.
There are many, many men and women that have discussion, and usually it's the woman that wants it warmer and the man likes it more cool in the house.
Yes.
That's a normal thing.
Especially when it's a heavier man. At least in my home. What do we have
it's 63 degrees in this bedroom, and I'm dripping wet.
Why do you insist on all of these blankets?
We have a radiator heat in my place, right?
That's
so radiator
right.
heat.
Well, tell the Mertzes to turn off the heat.
Rob, did you turn the heat off? And why are all the windows open?
Be right down, dear.
Meanwhile, there's frost on the bathroom mirror. We have to use a scraper in the morning.
Yes. So. I have lost my train of thought.
So you have radiator heat.
Yes, and
do you have a thermostat, or do you just are you at the mercy?
We are at the mercy of the radiator.
Oh, that
right?
is so honeymooners.
Yeah, if you want a little mental picture of Oscar's condo, I think if you want to know what it really looks like on the inside, rent a wonderful movie called The Road to Perdition.
gadgets everywhere. That's it.
Radiators.
Yes.
Jude Law is sitting there taking a camera, taking a picture with a big wooden box camera.
He's under a cloth.
I love that movie, by the way. I love The Road to Perdition. I really, really do. Rofo, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why are they giving you a hard time on the Tony Perkins show? What did you do? Can you? I don't want you to leave it all on this show, but because I know your heart lies with those two fine lads. But what did they give you? What did they give you a hard time about?
Well, first, have you been thinking about it this whole segment?
Oh, Rofo, bad move, You know, we don't have to talk to him. We don't have to talk to Mike.
That's it. He's boycotted. He's boycotted.
Bad move. He got comfortable. He got comfortable.
Sure did. He got a little saucy.
If you had any radio instinct, you showed that you don't have any.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? It's a little hot in the studio here, and we don't have any radiators.
Yes. The correct move would have been like, what do you mean, Mike? And then Mike could have given you a little setup.
You know what?
Because
it's the holidays, and I'm feeling magnanimous. Yes. So what's going on with that show, Tubby?
What do you mean, Mike?
Better.
What are you doing on that show to where they had to give you a calling out or they had to give
addressing
you a
down?
They had a question.
Is it similar to what we do when you get a little too full of yourself and we have
clarity.
To discipline you here?
Well, they put me on the hot seat and they were a little disappointed that I had withheld some things in my life from them.
Ooh.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, did you withhold the girlfriend from them?
They found out via Facebook, and we're not too happy about it.
Oh,
I don't blame them. You're with that. You're there. You're the executive producer of that show, right?
I
mean, you're there for every show. That's a big deal. Who gave you more crap, Tony or Gary?
I will say at one point, Tony said to me, "Wait, do you not consider us to be your friends?"
Oh my God!
All right, that's a good tease. I like that. That's fantastic.
That's strong.
How is the wonderful lady? How's she doing?
White girl? Do we have established that?
What they established
white
on the Perkins
did
show.
Did you say white girl?
Did you
say white girl?
Yeah. Caucasian or Hispanic?
She's white.
What we established, Mike, on the Perkins show is she is a busty brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cans?
Indeed. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing grows good
in
the shade.
I've actually set just a shot of her cans just as when she calls me, that's what I see.
Classy.
That's
classy.
That is about as sleazy as I've ever heard.
Tell me.
Hold on. You have a picture of her on your phone that you see when she calls you?
Well, it's Manassas.
It's a caller ID.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Jeez. Oh, my God. All right, are they clothed?
What? Oh, yeah, she's wearing a nice leopard print brassiere, and it looks very nice.
So they're not really clothed because she's wearing, as he says, a
you
brassiere.
Have a picture of her bedazzled boobs in a leopard skin brassiere that's what you see instead of her face.
Do you want me to text it to you?
Yes, please.
Hey, you know what? That screams for a group
text.
Oh, man,
I left the phone. Hold on.
Hot talk call.
About yourselves. I gotta
you better tell Carla it's coming in.
Yeah, don't include Carla in this text. Honey, you got this while I was at the health club.
Rolfo, I'll pass on the text, but I'll eyeball your chick's cans.
Oh, absolutely.
Show
pick.
But the thing is, show pick. Hey, T-shirt. Yeah. T-shirt.
Stop banging the console.
Am I off base here, Oscar, when I say, are they clothed? And he says, yes, they're in a brassiere. I would say a brassiere is semi-nude.
She's in her underwear.
Yeah, she's in her underwear. The underwear that's underwear.
These days, it's not enough
in Europe.
These days.
What do we need these days, Pony?
They've got to be doing something crazy for it to be...
that's
gotta
true. They got to be covered in something.
Uh-huh. It's got to be bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah. Go nutty.
Send this to the mic right here.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got.
Yeah, let's have a look.
I feel right, uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it for the show.
Pass, I think we'll
pass it around.
Holy shit. Hey. Hold on a sec. Hey, can you make these bigger? I mean, no pun intended.
Hey, that's what, no, they're big that's enough. What Pony said.
I'm talking about the picture. Mike, wait till
sorry,
you see.
Sorry, boys. The phone was in my car.
These things
I had
are
to go
built for
four
speed.
Steps extra. What's that?
These things are built for speed and pleasure. Check them out.
Well, all right. Yeah. Can you text me?
It is sent.
Could you just show me the picture?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Because right now it's in a text.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, and I can't really.
You have to double tap and sort of use your fingers.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Yeah, buddy. It's a double tap.
It almost looks like Photoshop. Like, they're solid.
Oh, she's not that clever with the Photoshop. So.
No, it's good. Right? Yeah, Rofo, you outkicked your covers just on the chest alone. Look at these.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Strong, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you this about the leopard.
I take it all back.
Rofo, I take everything back as well. God, Pony, this is what women's breasts look like in a bra.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Check that out, Pony.
What do you do with those things?
You know what's great, Mike? She's in a leopard print brassiere, as he says, and that brassiere is fighting a losing battle.
You know?
I just phoned for backup.
That is truly a marvelous
good for
are you,
man.
The
good
are you the
you.
Photographer?
What's
or was
that?
It a selfie?
It was a selfie that she sent me.
Oh, they're sexting, Mike.
The unexpected selfie, which is the best kind.
Oh, wow. So you're like, you're putting together.
I'd love to isolate that.
The unexpected selfie. That's the best guy. The best kind.
You're that's putting together that cubicle. You're like, oh, I f***ing hate my job. Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I'm all ramped up off this text.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you. We're all surprised. So, we're all fantastically surprised here.
So you're like putting that together. You're like, oh, I got to get the sectional back in here. Oh, this office stinks. Oh,
wow.
It's like you were there. That's
right?
Exactly
and
what
then
happened.
You're like, I'm going to move 10 more of these. I'm going to get in shape, those cans.
That's right.
Here's another good thing, Oscar. You'll track with this. This is another wonderful thing.
Yeah.
He's having this discussion with us, which means she wouldn't mind this discussion.
Oh, yeah.
So that means she's a bad girl.
Yeah,
she's a bad girl. She's a bad girl, Rofo, isn't she?
Or she's a
bad
good girl that knows what's best for business.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's wishful thinking.
A good girl that doesn't know how to listen to a podcast. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Rob balancing it all out. That is true as well. Let me ask you this.
Rob Spiewak has it right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Doesn't listen to the show. Probably better.
That's wonderful.
This is a girl who at one point said, oh, the Tony Perkins Show has a website? What's that?
Okay, so she doesn't track with that. But let's see how people still, you know.
What does she do for a living?
She's a preschool teacher.
Isn't that sweet?
Very
naughty
sweet.
Very and
caring.
Nice.
Yeah, do you have to help her with some of the material?
Naughty and nice. Hey, preschool teacher, near and dear to my heart now. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's
they're doing the Lord's work. I love those preschool teachers.
And
they're
every
wonderful.
Day, all the kids know how to count to two.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Don't be mean. You don't know that.
That's a breast joke, Oscar.
All right. What we're going to do
that's
is this.
He didn't get the joke. He didn't get the joke.
He's all
I was
ramped
just
up.
Explaining
he's just dropping mess words.
I messed up the comedy pyramid. I'm sorry.
No, they're all sitting there in a circle, crisscross applesauce. They're going A, B, C, D cup.
Double D.
Rob.
Crisscross. I've never heard that.
Chris you're not allowed to say Indian style anymore.
Okay,
crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, oh my God, you're killing me with that crisscross applesauce. Yeah. Jesus Christ, that's too funny. Anyway, look what you did. Look, you know, we never have Rofo on. Got to get Rofo on the show more often.
More often.
Yeah. Really,
you tried
really
to ruin it. We didn't let you.
No, you really a nice save.
Glad I went back to that. So everything's going well with this young lady, eh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
If she's a preschool teacher, I know already she's got to be a sweetheart. She's got to be a really sweet, kind person.
The sweetest, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, who said who was going
to? That was me. I dated a preschool teacher, and she was a bitch.
Whoa.
She was a huge bitch.
This
she's
is
the worst.
This may be an all-timer right now. I'm telling you that, and I'm doing this show. That is it. Yeah. Pony found the only bitchy preschool teacher.
Tell her like it is.
We're going to need you to come in and volunteer with the blogs. Please email back to Mrs. Bitch on Wheels at hopepreschool.edu.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
You need a moment, Mike.
Oh, I do. I have to gather myself. I am so sorry that Pony had a bad experience.
Pony has a bad experience with everything.
Yep. Oh, let him keep that picture. Jeez, that's a good one right there.
Nice.
Right, we'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need. I'm going to just do the rest of the show crisscross applesauce right here. Mike O'Mara's show.
Cake and cookies.
There's only been one time where my drinking, like, truly affected the show, and you were in on it.
Might have been two or three times.
Okay, fine.
There was only one aborted show, but it has affected it in the past.
Well, a little bit.
And the fact that you say that you only ruined one show by drinking is really nothing to be proud of.
Who said I have any pride about any part of this show?
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Thank you, Blue Apron. You can finally put your kitchen to good use. We've been making meals with Blue Apron down here in Florida and up in Maine, and I love Blue Apron, not only because their food tastes great, but the recipes are all there for you. They bring it all to you in one box. It's delicious. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store. They give it all to you, and they show you how to make it, and they show you pictures, and there's a video component. Everything you need with Blue Apron is there for you, and you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. That, my friends, turns you into a gourmet. I love Blue Apron. It's a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like chili rubbed flat iron steak with quick kimchi and tomato rice. I would never try kimchi unless it was Blue Apron kimchi.
True.
I swear to God. And they've got creamy sweet potato and kale casserole. Yum. Now, you hear these ingredients and you go, well, I wouldn't get that at the grocery store. And then you try it with Blue Apron and you realize how delicious. All the recipes between 500 and 700 calories. And right now, you can get your first two meals by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
News. Got laughing there. Got laughing so hard at the crisscross applesauce. Looking at pictures of boobs and Tony dating a bitchy preschool teacher. This is a, call your neighbors. Tell them to get this show today.
Put those blocks away, you little bastards.
Tony, another day, I'm making a mental note. We will have that discussion again. And Rofo, way to bring it. Thank you very much for the better text that I've gotten in a long time. Every December, the world's collective heart skips a beat as Baba Wawa, Barbara Walters, reveals her most fascinating person of the year. This year, her 10 Most Fascinating People special airs on December 17th. But as usual, she won't reveal number one, until the actual show.
Oh, her beautiful number one, Mike.
Seven of the nine slightly less fascinating people have already been revealed. Are you ready for the names?
Yes.
Here we go. Tracy Morgan, Amy Schumer, Bradley Cooper, Ronda Rousey, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, ballerina Misty Copeland, and fashion designer Donna Karan. Mm.
She's so predictable. Isn't she, though?
And there's some on that list that I'm just...
And okay, number one will be Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Do you think it will be?
Yeah,
you're probably absolutely right. I hope you're right about that.
Yeah. Well, number two is Rob Ford's girlfriend.
But it will be no face shot, just a picture of her in a leopard skin vest.
We're going to interview the Blessed.
The Blessed. How did they get along? Anyway, Barbara has been melodramatically blathering about who's fascinating her since 93. Before that, it was virtually impossible to know who was fascinating. I'm just kidding. That's just a joke. Thank you. Moving right along. The Beyonce Jay-Z divorce rumors haven't quite died out yet. Radar Online says that they're sleeping in separate bedrooms in their rented Beverly Hills mansion. A source says, quote, they are on opposite sides of a long hallway with Blue Ivy's room in between them.
Was the bedroom too hot?
Yeah, probably.
Sometimes.
They're supposedly also having huge blowout fights in front of the staff. And Jay-Z even once told Beyonce he was, quote, tired of being her biatch.
Wow. Wow.
Now, that's been going on for a long time. I remember back when the big rumor was, didn't he allegedly sleep with Rihanna? Wasn't that...
that was an alleged rumor, yeah.
That was a rumor that floated around.
Who wouldn't?
You
know?
Wasn't he also allegedly involved with her sister?
Thank you, Oscar.
Beyonce's sister?
The moral compass of the Mike O'Mara show, Oscar Santana, ladies and gentlemen. What were you saying, Rob?
Was he ever involved with Beyonce's sister?
Well, they had a big fight in an elevator.
Oh, yeah. And I
what's her name, Rob? I forgot her name.
Solo.
Okay, very good.
Long way to go.
I don't like this kid. I've never liked this kid. So I put him in the Bieber category where
okay.
If there's a story about him, I'll share it with you. Jaden Smith
is supposedly
writing a philosophy book, which seems a little strange because he's only been on Earth for 17 years.
Wow.
Of course, part of that was a regrettable 6 months on the set of After Earth, but the so-called source says that Jaden sees himself as a modern-day prophet. Well, isn't that nice?
Wow.
And he's working on a collection of essays. They're new takes on string theory and chaos theory, but more mystical. He thinks he has spiritual ties to people in other dimensions and galaxies, and they're helping him write.
That's what happens when parents don't ever tell kids they're full of S.
Absolutely.
Kids
absolutely.
Make missteps sometimes, and you need to call them
adults
on it.
Adults do
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
You see it, the kids with the attitude of they can do no wrong. And string theory from a 17-year-old, settle down. Go play some video games.
Listen to how out of touch this brat is, okay? Seriously. This little jerk-off. Listen to what he says, okay? This kid takes himself, you think he takes himself a little seriously? GQ interview, this is what he said. This is his quote. I don't think I'm as revolutionary as Galileo, but I don't think I'm not as revolutionary as Galileo. Bite me, you little sh**. I knew you're going to do a lot of editing today, Pony. I'm sorry, but I thought I'd...
I had a string theory when I was his age.
What was that?
If I saw one, probably not the right time.
Here's more proof that America's pet obsession just keeps getting stronger. The line between our dogs' names and our kids' names keeps getting blurrier. Rover.com.
You live there, don't you?
Oh, it's my favorite website. God, if we could just get them as a sponsor. Rover.com just released a report on the most popular dog names of 2015, and human names dominate. Now, I have one human-named dog, and I have one non-human-named dog.
Okay.
So this is great. 49% of dogs got a name that's also on the list of the most popular baby names.
Wow.
That's up from 21% last year, so people are giving them cute little baby names. The top 10 popular names for male dogs this year are Max, Charlie, Buddy, Cooper, Jack, Rocky, Toby, Duke, Bear, and Tucker.
Tucker.
Todd. But anyway, the top 10 most popular names for female dogs this year are Bella, Lucy, Daisy, Molly, Lola, Sadie, Maggie, Sophie, Chloe, and Bailey.
Bailey, I know. That's a common. I hear that a lot.
Bailey.
Bailey the dog.
Lucy.
Yeah.
The report also found that 10% of all dog names come from pop culture names based on the Hunger Games, like Katniss. We're up to 19%. This is a stupid
Katniss.
Story.
I'm sorry.
For a dog?
Yeah, dogness for a cat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ironic.
Dogness. That's cute. The average person, do you know what they're going to spend this holiday season? We'd like to have
dollars.
Some
give it to us.
Dollars. $805.65.
Strong.
Wow.
On Amazon.com. Through the Mike O'Mara Show portal.
According to a survey by the Retail Federation, the National Retail Federation, on a city-by-city basis, people will spend very different amounts. WalletHub.com came up
you
with
live
a
there,
formula.
Don't you?
I love that one. Yeah. Can we get them as a sponsor?
Sure.
Same joke. They came up with a formula to predict how much the average person will spend in the 563 biggest cities in the U.S. The results are based on things like average income, age, debt, and savings. The city where people will spend the most... Probably no surprise. Palo Alto, California.
Nice. A lot of rich people.
That's where Stanford and a bunch of high techs are located. The average person there should have a holiday budget of $2,886.
Wow.
More than three times the national average. On the opposite end of the scale, I know you wanted that. Are you
yes,
ready?
Yes, please.
Let's all celebrate Christmas in Albany, Georgia, where the average holiday budget is $68.
Oh,
wow.
Also through the TMOS tab on Amazon.com.
And none of those dollars Mike spent on floss or toothpaste.
Oh, jerk.
Very cruel. You elitist snob, you, Rob. Anyway, now a little something, something. Robbers wear masks because they don't want to be easily identified.
Right.
For this guy, no mask would be enough. 19-year-old Damon Matthews of Bay City, Michigan, pulled a butcher knife out and went into a 7-Eleven around 3 in the morning and asked the clerk to give him $35 and a few packs of Newport cigarettes.
Wow. At least he's specific. Wow. Yeah.
He wore a mask that certainly was not enough to hide his identity. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he's 7'4".
Oh, no.
7'4". That'd be scary. At 3 a.m., a giant with a butcher knife in his hand.
Take everything.
Scary.
But the knife looked smaller.
So when cops came to the 7-Eleven, the clerk told him the robber was 7'4". The clerk also happened to have gone to the same high school with a 7'4" guy.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
And many of them could really be... how many, 7'4" people are running around a random city in Michigan?
Sure.
So they gave him Damon's name. By that point, Damon had told his sister what he'd done. She talked him into turning himself in because she realized they'd identify him easily, you think? Now he's facing a felony armed robbery charge. That will probably be jail time unless he gets put on a work release program.
Neck tattoo. We just saw a picture of him.
Oh, really? We got a picture of the guy?
Yeah, he's got a neck tattoo.
Not the best picture that Rob has shown me today.
He's on the community service list, though, because he's got some special skills.
Special skills. Mm.
He's a light bulb changer. Stupid joke, but they're all stupid jokes. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Michael Barrow Show.
Here on the Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos of entertainment history.
Like Hall & Oates.
Sonny and Cher.
Sanford and Son.
Ben and Jerry.
Don and Mike.
And of course, our favorite, Serta. And Mermelstein just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
Thank you very much, Rob and Joe. Hey, are we going to get those guys back in for one last visit?
Before Christmas, we will, as a matter of fact. Because I'm
like
doing
to see all our friends on the Moore Network as time goes
I'm
on.
Doing another murder mystery with them in the first part of the year.
How about we get them in the first part of the year?
Let's We'll do that. Right? Promote it.
Okay, very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Our friends at Touch of Modern are giving you 30 days of deals this holiday season. That is 30 straight days of different deals on the hottest styles and the coolest gadgets. This holiday, you can make someone feel like a kid again with something cool from touchofmodern.com. Go there right now. New deals every day during their 30-day deals. You can find something for everyone on our list, and it's all at unbeatable pricing. I was telling you about the Bluetooth locks yesterday.
Yes.
Touch of Modern is your one-stop holiday store with new deals every single day. If you're not sure what to buy for someone, they have a Touch of Modern holiday hub that make it simple to find a perfect gift. If they like gadgets, go to the gadgeteer. If they're outdoorsy, athletic people, the adventurer, they've got something for everybody. Be a holiday hero with gifts that make them go, wow. Touch of Modern, new sales launching literally every day, and that makes the best place to go for perfect gifts for everyone, all while offering the best prices. Go to touchofmodern.com. Our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, December 3, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
Let us once again mention the fact that Mike O'Mara, early in his career, was a country DJ.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I was.
And
yes.
Last night was the 2015 CMT Artists of the Year television show, because there is a country awards show every week now. That's the policy. And Kenny Rogers is going to stop performing, Mike, because he can no longer, as he says, keep up with the new country. But I'd like you to hear Kenny.
I hate the new country. I like old country.
I'd like you to hear Kenny's speaking voice. Because it has sort of become, and I loved Kenny Rogers. I thought The Gambler was a great album 40 years ago.
Warm summer evening.
But remember,
I was sitting looking at a leopard skin bra.
When he got all that rotisserie chicken money and he made his face look like one of the kids on Home Improvement. His voice is now the equivalent of that face.
And especially my family is here. My wife, Wanda, my two boys, Justin and Jordan. And they can beat any of you guys up, so be careful with them. Justin and Jordan are here, and I have one of my older sons, Chris, is here, and I have another son, Kenny Jr., who couldn't make it. But most of all, thanks to the fans for this incredible ride. And let me tell you something.
Like Jack Nicklaus, his voice just keeps getting higher as he gets older.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
I saw that that great commercial that was it a Geico commercial, I think?
Yes,
yeah,
Geico.
Where he's the gambler. That's funny. You know,
I like it. And he's made a lot of money, but he also made a lot of great music.
He made good music. Really? Great music is...
what about popular music?
Very popular.
Very, very popular. God bless him.
And also, while we're talking high voices, let's also talk low voices. Anytime Trace Adkins speaks, Mike, I like to pull it for you.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah.
Here he is talking about Blake Shelton. This is actually pretty funny. A good meeting of the Licorice Hat Club.
He's had 4 albums reach the top of the chart. He's riding around. And he's riding an astounding. I thought that was a truck or something. An astounding.
He's reading.
I hadn't even seen this new truck. 15 number one singles in a row. Just trying to say that. On top of all that, he's still got his day job on The Voice. It's not a whole lot this guy can't do other than keep his love life private. And there's no doubt about that.
Oh, no doubt.
That's funny.
Pretty good writing for him, right?
Boy, that voice, though. That's and I like it. You know a guy's really country when C-A-N apostrophe T is pronounced Kaint.
Kaint, exactly.
Or the first thing he thinks about is a pickup truck.
He's the real. I believe the man is the real deal. I can't come over. I can't come to your Christmas party. I can't do it. Thank ye.
Last night also was the lighting of the 30 Rock Christmas tree, and
a horrible night to do it,
but made even worse, if possible, by this performance from Carly Rae Jepsen. Good news, folks. This is available as a single that you cannot download. All right, it's a cover of one of the hardest to take Christmas songs, Wham's Last Christmas. For those of you who have less mature ears, buried under all that production is someone who doesn't sing very well. So that is Carly Rae Jepsen's a holiday greeting for everybody. Now, this I loved. There is a website called Honest Trailers that takes and recuts movie trailers and adds narration to say what you're really thinking. And this is not quite at the level of Michael, but Robert liked The Minions for a while, the little assistant.
Oh, I actually watched one of the movies. Okay, a lot of fun.
Yeah, those little yellow things.
From
glasses.
Despicable Me, and they got their own movie. Yeah. Here is the Honest Trailer for The Minions.
You loved the first two Despicable Me's. Now, in the tradition of Joey, The Cleveland Show, and The Battle for Endor, comes a spinoff that takes a character who's fun in small doses and makes you wish they stayed in the background. Get ready for a Minion's origin story that doesn't even tell you what a Minion is or where their language comes from. Or whether they're immortal, or whether they have genders, or why some have one eye, or why they always wear goggles, or how they reproduce. But they will repeat the word banana over and over and over again.
Banana, 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 banana.
So at least it's got that going for it. Despicable Greed.
That's great.
I did like that. Fantastic. And now, Mike, on the other side of the coin, something that will bring you great displeasure. At a rally, I think it was Monday or Tuesday of this week, Ted Cruz loves the movie The Princess Bride and favored us with his recreation of a scene from The Princess Bride.
Oh, I'm all in on this.
My apologies ahead. The audio is not as crisp as it might be, but the content, she is very strong.
And then he blows in full with bellows. And says, so, what is it you have that's so worth living for? And he presses his chest, and Wesley goes, true love. And Nia Montoya goes, you see, he said true love. There is nothing more noble than true love. And Miracle Max goes, you're right. There's nothing better than true love except a nice mutton lettuce and tomato sandwich when the mutton is really
Now, who do we feel more sorry for? The people in the audience that think they're seeing the Rockettes because they think they've never been so entertained? Or do we feel sorry for America as a whole that this guy is actually a presidential candidate?
Anything any of those guys do to step out of the box is okay with me.
I think really,
you know, if he's on stage doing that, that's fine. Because don't we get the sameness all the time?
But wasn't he the guy that filibustered? And he announced that he was going to filibuster.
He's not a popular guy in Washington. The thing about it is, what I get a vibe with him is that he's in a room doing this, and he's got all his minions around, and they're all sitting there, and he does an impression, and they all go, ha, 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 ha. And if they don't, they're fired. That's the vibe I get.
The vibe I got is that if, you know, just the things happen where he becomes president, the State of the Union address is going to be all of his favorite Billy Crystal bits. And let us close with this. Good news, Los Angelians. Looks like you're going to be getting an NFL team.
Apparently, Los Angeles is getting much closer to having an NFL team next year. Yeah, so pretty soon the Lakers won't be the only team in L.A. scoring about 20 points a game.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. That's Rob's girlfriend.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. One of the best shows ever. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to CMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about CMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Vistaprint. Holiday time is busy time, but at least getting your holiday cards can be easy. Right now through December 6th, Vistaprint.com is offering a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal, 60% off personalized holiday cards. That's 60% off personalized holiday cards at Vistaprint.com. Just use our code TMOS at checkout. Boom, 60% off applied automatically. It's that easy. And you're not going to find these cards on any store shelf because they are custom made for you. Choose a design, add photos, write your own personal message. You can even upload pics directly from Facebook. This is Vistaprint's best deal of the season. Skip the hassle and get 60% off your holiday cards at Vistaprint.com. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember our code TMOS at checkout. That code again is TMOS. This amazing 60% off offer is only good through Sunday, December 6th, so you gotta act now. They are the best cards ever, and you can get them for 60% off. Do like we do. Go to Vistaprint.com today.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.